Testimonies to the Church Regarding Our Youth Going to Battle Creek to Obtain an Education, A Message of Bible Truth Needed. January 2, 1903. My heart is filled with sorrow. For months I have had premonition of some coming disaster. I have seen what appeared to be a flaming sword of fire stretched over Battle Creek. Now a telegram has come from Battle Creek stating that the Review and Herald office has been destroyed by fire. For many years I have carried a heavy burden for our institutions. I have borne many messages from God, yet I knew that those for whom these messages were intended were not heeding them. Sometimes I have thought I would attend no more large gatherings of our people, for my messages seem to leave little impression on the minds of our leading brethren after the meetings have closed, although I bear a heavy burden and go from the meeting pressed down as a cart beneath sheaves. At this time, when God's people should be bearing a plain, clear message, filled with earnestness and power, many who have been appointed to preach the truth are departing from the faith. The enemy, with his evil angels, has come down in great power, bringing in delusions and false theories. He is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness that he may, if possible, deceive the very elect. Our people are in danger of being drawn away from the important, definite truths for this time. A message of Bible truth is called for today and should come from hearts imbued with the Holy Spirit and lips that have been touched with live coals from the divine altar.